Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to The Drive.
As someone who loves following sports, and especially the media side, this is a time where you really know who's connected and plugged in at whatever their field is. There might not be someone more plugged into the landscape of college football than our next guest. His name is Brett McMurphy. He covers college football at Stadium Network. So he recently tweeted, Texas and Oklahoma will notify Big 12 next week of the intention to leave the league, sources told Stadium. Quote, the feeling is then they will notify the SEC next week to officially apply for league membership, sources tell Brett McMurphy. Brett, we appreciate you coming on. How do we get to this point where Texas and Oklahoma are now leaving, it would appear, for the SEC?
Well, I was told that Texas and Oklahoma and or representatives of Texas, Oklahoma, had actually started talks or reached out to the SEC back in December to kind of kick the tires and say, hey, look, if we're leaving the Big 12, would you guys have any interest in us? Those conversations obviously continued over several weeks, over several months. And then it got to the point where the SEC notified all of their presidents that Oklahoma and Texas had an interest in joining the league. And so it's kind of proceeded like that in the past several weeks and in the past few months. And so now we're to the point where Texas and Oklahoma will officially notify the Big 12 of their intentions to leave the league. Why now? Well, they want to do it before the grant of rights expires. And I know that's 4 years away, but the hope is one of two things. One, you stay with the league for the remainder of your contract with the Big 12, that's 4 years, which would be very awkward. Then you can leave. You don't have to pay a penalty. Or you can leave early, and as we've seen in other, when other schools change conferences, Maryland, Rutgers, et cetera, you reach a settlement with your former conference to go join your new conference. And I think if OU, Texas, and the SEC could all three get what they wanted, this thing would take place in 2022. Ultimately, how much that will cost Oklahoma and Texas, ultimately how much the lawyers have to get involved will determine if it is in 2022 or maybe not until a few years after that.
Right now we're talking to Brett McMurphy, the best college football insider in the game. He works at Stadium Network, talking about Texas and Oklahoma heading to the SEC. This might be a stupid question, so you can stop me at any point. What's the motivation for Texas and Oklahoma outside of money? I'm sure there is a big bag of gold at the end of the rainbow for both of these teams, but if you're Oklahoma especially, you've dominated this league. You've got a clear path to the college football playoff every single year. Where you are, why join another conference and make it a more difficult road for you to get to the college football playoff? Outside of money, what do you think the motivation is for Oklahoma and Texas to make this move?
Hey, that's not a stupid question. You're a college football expert. You nailed it. It's money. That's the number one reason. The number two reason is money. And guess what? Number three is money. But besides that, this is a long-term play. This sets them up for the next 20 to 50 years. They go to a conference that's not going to splinter, that's not going to lose members. They're going to increase their media rights value from approximately $35 or $40 million a year to estimates have them at $60 million a year. So take money out of the equation, and you bring up a good question. Several people have asked me that today. Why does OU leave a conference that they dominated in and they've won several years in a row? I think the big reason is take a step back. The college football playoff is going to 12 teams. If you win the Big 12 conference, you're going to be in the college football playoff. If you finish second in the Big 12, there's not necessarily a guarantee you're going to get in. You finish second in the SEC. If you finish third in the SEC, you are in a 12-team college football playoff. And going back to the previous 7 years of the college football playoff, I actually looked this up. If we had a 12-team format in the past 7 years, three of those years, the SEC would have got four of the 12 teams in the college football playoff. And so I think OU's looking at it that way, that, you know, hey, look, we can still compete for a conference championship. We can go head-to-head with Bama and A&M and LSU and everybody else. But, you know, we don't have to win the championship and still get into the playoff. I don't think that's necessarily the case right now. It's championship or bust as far as the playoff for Oklahoma. But, yeah, you're dead on. Money's the top 10 reasons why they're doing it, but also the secure the school financially and long-term by being in the nation's most powerful conference.
Right now we're talking to Brett McMurphy. He is America's College Football Insider, doing great work over at Stadium. The question that I think is maybe most relevant locally is, well, what happens to the other eight teams in the Big 12? If you're a team like Kansas, if you're a team like Kansas State, if you're Iowa State, one of the schools that are sort of local here in Kansas City, what do you think is next for those institutions?
It's funny. I text somebody that was on the Big 12 call yesterday, and I said, do you guys try to add some schools from the Pac-12, Colorado, Utah, the Arizona schools, and beef up your membership that way? Or do you maybe go, and if they're not open to that, do you maybe go and get the best group of five teams, Cincinnati, Boise, BYU, UCF, whoever that group is? Or do you just kind of, does everybody just go out on their own? Kansas is in Iowa State or AAU schools, that's very attractive to the Big Ten. West Virginia, geographically, would be a great fit for the ACC, and they need one member to balance off with Notre Dame if they ever join. Or did that happen? And it was funny, but he responded to me, and he said, all of the above. So they're basically, that's something they've got to figure out. I would guess that the conference will try to stick together. But even if the conference is going to try to stick together, and you guys are in Kansas or near Kansas, if you're Kansas and you get a call from the Big Ten, bye-bye Big 12. I mean, that's the reality. You know what? That sucks. I'm an Oklahoma State grad, so I've got, you know, some skin in this game. But if you're Kansas, you've got to take that call from the Big Ten. If you're Iowa State, you've got to take that call from the Big Ten. If you're West Virginia, absolutely, you go to the ACC. So I think it depends on if the Big Ten and the ACC reach out to those schools, then the Big 12 implodes, or they just add a bunch of group of five schools. If the ACC and Big Ten does not reach out to those schools, then maybe the Big 12 can stay together by either trying to get some Pac-12 schools, which personally I think is unlikely, or they just try to bulk up the membership by adding some group of five schools. But actually, one conference source told me today, he said, hey, don't be surprised if they just stay at eight schools. You know, let's get out the old Big Eight logos. Because, again, the television rights divided by eight schools would be more money than the television rights divided by 12 schools if those four additional schools are teams like Cincinnati, BYU, Houston, UCF.
Last question here for Brett McMurphy, who covers college football for Stadium. Brett, with everything you're saying, it certainly sounds like we are headed down a path that gets us to four super leagues, that the SEC now is going to have 16 teams. The Big Ten is going to add a couple of members. They'll get to 16 teams. We know how this goes. Once a couple dominoes falls, that means the ACC probably adds Notre Dame as a full member. The Pac-12 gets their teams. Do you think we're headed to a place in college athletics where there's just four absolute superpowers and then none of the other conferences matter?
You know, I think we do, and I hate that that's going to happen, because then I think college football turns into the NFL, and I hate that, but I think you're dead on. That's a very real possibility. The only thing that I would disagree with what you said is I still think Notre Dame stays an independent. They'll be aligned with the ACC and everything but football, but they'll still be in the power grid, if you will. And the Pac-12, maybe they don't get up to 16 just because geography-wise they don't have a lot of options out that way. But yeah, I think we're going to see I think we're going to see four power leagues. I think they're going to split away from the NCAA, create their own, you know, model, govern their leagues the way they see fit, and move on. How that impacts teams not in the power leagues, that's hard to say. Will they still play non-conference games against those guys, or were those schools merged with the smaller FCS schools? You know, again, to your previous question, it's all gonna boil down to how much money is it going to benefit these schools being in these power leagues, and the ones that aren't in the school, how can they stay relevant and make the most money? Is that to merge with smaller schools? That's kind of the unknown, but certainly that's the domino effect of OU and Texas to the SEC.
And that is Brett McMurphy joining us on the show today. He is America's college football insider for Stadium. Brett, great information. Thanks for hopping on with us today.
Hey, thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.